Today on Commuter Bible, the Lord sends the judgment of drought upon Judah. It's Jeremiah chapters 14 through 16 and Psalm 119 verses 41 through 64. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. In today's episode, Jeremiah delivers a lament for the drought that has come over Judah, calling on God to deliver. Throughout Scripture, the Lord often relents after such prayers, but in this instance, the Lord denies Jeremiah's request, saying that this time he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. God tells Jeremiah not to pray for these people, saying that even if Moses and Samuel were to stand before him, he would not listen. In his anguish, Jeremiah complains about the difficulty of his work, but the Lord calls Jeremiah to repent of his words and return to him once more. Jeremiah, chapters 14 through 16. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns. Her city gates languish. Her people are on the ground in mourning. Jerusalem's cry rises up. Their nobles send their servants for water. They go to the cisterns. They find no water. Their containers return empty. They are ashamed and humiliated. They cover their heads. The ground is cracked since no rain has fallen on the land. The farmers are ashamed. They cover their heads. Even the doe in the field gives birth and abandons her fawn, since there is no grass. Wild donkeys stand on the barren heights, panting for air like jackals. Their eyes fail, because there are no green plants. Though our iniquities testify against us, Lord, act for your name's sake. Indeed, our rebellions are many. We have sinned against you. Hope of Israel, its Savior in time of distress. Why are you like a resident alien in the land, like a traveler stopping only for the night? Why are you like a helpless man, like a warrior unable to save? Yet you are among us, Lord, and we bear your name. Don't leave us. This is what the Lord says concerning these people. Truly they love to wander. They never rest their feet. So the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. Then the Lord said to me, do not pray for the well-being of these people. If they fast, I will not hear their cry of despair. If they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them. Rather, I will finish them off by sword, famine, and plague. And I replied, oh, no, Lord God! The prophets are telling them, you won't see sword or suffer famine. I will certainly give you lasting peace in this place. But the Lord said to me, these prophets are prophesying a lie in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, worthless divination, the deceit of their own minds. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, though I did not send them, and who say, there will never be sword or famine in this land. By sword and famine, these prophets will meet their end. The people they are prophesying to will be thrown into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. There will be no one to bury them. They, their wives, their sons, and their daughters. I will pour out their own evil on them. You are to speak this word to them. Let my eyes overflow with tears. Day and night may they not stop, for the virgin daughter of my people has been destroyed by a crushing blow, an extremely severe wound. If I go out to the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those ill from famine. For both prophet and priest travel to a land they do not know. Have you completely rejected Judah? Do you detest Zion? Why do you strike us with no hope of healing for us? We hoped for peace, but there was nothing good. For a time of healing, but there was only terror. We acknowledge our wickedness, Lord, the iniquity of our fathers. Indeed, we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, don't despise us. Don't disdain your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us. Do not break it. Can any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the skies alone give showers? Are you not the Lord our God? We, therefore, put our hope in you, for you have done all these things. Then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel should stand before me, my compassions would not reach out to these people. Send them from my presence and let them go. If they ask you, where will we go? Tell them, this is what the Lord says. Those destined for death, to death. Those destined for the sword, to the sword. Those destined for famine, to famine. Those destined for captivity, to captivity. I will ordain four kinds of judgment for them. This is the Lord's declaration. The sword to kill, the dogs to drag away, and the birds of the sky and the wild animals of the land to devour and destroy. I will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. Who will have pity on you, Jerusalem? Who will show sympathy toward you? Who will turn aside to ask about your well-being? You have left me. This is the Lord's declaration. You have turned your back, so I have stretched out my hand against you and destroyed you. I am tired of showing compassion. I scattered them with a winnowing fork at the city gates of the land. I made them childless. I destroyed my people. They would not turn from their ways. I made their widows more numerous than the sand of the seas. I brought a destroyer at noon against the mother of young men. I suddenly released on her agitation and terrors. The mother of seven grew faint. She breathed her last breath. Her sun set while it was still day. She was ashamed and humiliated. The rest of them I will give over to the sword in the presence of their enemies. This is the Lord's declaration. Woe is me, my mother, that you gave birth to me. A man who incites dispute and conflict in all the land. I did not lend or borrow, yet everyone curses me. The Lord said, Haven't I set you loose for your good? Haven't I punished you in a time of trouble, in a time of distress with the enemy? Can anyone smash iron, iron from the north, or bronze? I will give up your wealth and your treasures as plunder, without cost, for all your sins in all your borders. Then I will make you serve your enemies in a land you do not know. For my anger will kindle a fire that will burn against you. You know, Lord. Remember me and take note of me. Avenge me against my persecutors. In your patience, don't take me away. Know that I suffer disgrace for your honor. Your words were found, and I ate them. Your words became a delight to me and the joy of my heart. For I bear your name, Lord God of armies. I never sat with the band of revelers, and I did not celebrate with them. Because your hand was on me, I sat alone, for you filled me with indignation. Why has my pain become unending, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You truly have become like a mirage to me, water that is not reliable. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you return, I will take you back. You will stand in my presence. And if you speak noble words rather than worthless ones, you will be my spokesman. It is they who must return to you. You must not return to them. Then I will make you a fortified wall of bronze to this people. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you to save you and rescue you. This is the Lord's declaration. I will rescue you from the power of evil people and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. The word of the Lord came to me. Do not marry or have sons or daughters in this place. For this is what the Lord says concerning sons and daughters born in this place, as well as concerning the mothers who bear them and the fathers who father them in this land. They will die from deadly diseases. They will not be mourned or buried, but will be like manure on the soil's surface. They will be finished off by sword and famine. Their corpses will become food for the birds of the sky and for the wild animals of the land. For this is what the Lord says. Don't enter a house where a mourning feast is taking place. Don't go to lament or sympathize with them, for I have removed my peace from these people, as well as my faithful love and compassion. This is the Lord's declaration. Both great and small will die in this land without burial. No lament will be made for them, nor will anyone cut himself or shave his head for them. Food won't be provided for the mourner to comfort him because of the dead. A consoling drink won't be given him for the loss of his father or mother. Do not enter the house where feasting is taking place, to sit with them to eat and drink. For this is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. I am about to eliminate from this place, before your very eyes and in your time, the sound of joy and gladness, the voice of the groom and the bride. When you tell these people all these things, they will say to you, Why has the Lord declared all this terrible disaster against us? What is our iniquity? What is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then you will answer them, because your fathers abandoned me. This is the Lord's declaration. And followed other gods, served them, and bowed in worship to them. Indeed, they abandoned me and did not keep my instruction. You did more evil than your fathers. Look, each one of you was following the stubbornness of his evil heart, not obeying me. So I will hurl you from this land into a land that you and your fathers are not familiar with. There, you will worship other gods both day and night, for I will not grant you peace. However, look, the days are coming, the Lord's declaration, when it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites from the land of Egypt, but rather, as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites from the land of the north and from all the other lands where he had banished them. For I will return them to their land that I gave to their ancestors. I am about to send for many fishermen, this is the Lord's declaration, and they will fish for them. Then I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and out of the clefts of the rocks, for my gaze takes in all their ways. They are not concealed from me, and their iniquity is not hidden from my sight. I will first repay them double for their iniquity and sin because they have polluted my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their abhorrent and detestable idols. Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in a time of distress. The nations will come to you from the ends of the earth, and they will say, our fathers inherited only lies, worthless idols, of no benefit at all. Can one make gods for himself? But they are not gods. Therefore, I am about to inform them, and this time I will make them know my power and my might. Then they will know that my name is the Lord. Psalm 119, verses 41 through 64. Let your faithful love come to me, Lord, your salvation as you promised. Then I can answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Never take the word of truth from my mouth, for I hope in your judgments. I will always obey your instruction, forever and ever. I will walk freely in an open place because I study your precepts. I will speak of your decrees before kings and not be ashamed. I delight in your commands, which I love. I will lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and will meditate on your statutes. Remember your word to your servant. You have given me hope through it. This is my comfort in my affliction. Your promise has given me life. The arrogant constantly ridicule me, but I do not turn away from your instruction. Lord, I remember your judgments from long ago and find comfort. Rage seizes me because of the wicked who reject your instruction. Your statutes are the theme of my song during my earthly life. Lord, I remember your name in the night, and I obey your instruction. This is my practice. I obey your precepts. The Lord is my portion, I have promised to keep your words. I have sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me, according to your promise. I thought about my ways and turned my steps back to your decrees. I hurried, not hesitating to keep your commands. Though the ropes of the wicked were wrapped around me, I did not forget your instruction. I rise at midnight to thank you for your righteous judgments. I am a friend to all who fear you, to those who keep your precepts. Lord, the earth is filled with your faithful love. Teach me your statutes. Do you have a friend, coworker, or family member who's busy like you and could use this as a resource to absorb more scripture? Maybe a mom with young kids, a student with a long walk to campus, or a fellow church member who says they have trouble making time for God's Word. If you've been listening to Commuter Bible and you're benefiting from it, tell someone else about it and maybe they'll benefit too. Let's spread the word together and get more people in the Bible. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Bobby Brown, Eric Williamson, and the Christian Standard Bible. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.